Next, another personal perspective regarding visitation rights from a former prisoner.
This is Stevie Harris having a conversation with Stanley Gulf, who spent 5.5 years in the California penal system. Right now, when you go to visit someone in prison, you have to expect hours of waiting, some sort of search or a pat-down is maybe an inspection of your child. That's right now, without the regulations being boosted. How do you think the boosting of these regulations is going to limit visitation?
As you see, only 60% of inmates are receiving visits right now with the current regulations that are in effect. If these new regulations got implemented, I'd say that it would be reduced down to maybe only 25%.
The CDC says that visits help rehabilitate the prisoner. How important were your visits to you?
Well, the visits were very important to me. See, by being locked up, you already feel isolated from outside society, like you're on another planet or something. And when you get visits, that's like your only connection to the outside world. So without them, you can easily fall into a sense of depression and frustration and emotional stagnation, where you actually feel like the prison system in which you're in is like your only world, which is detrimental to somebody who will eventually be back in society and who won't know how to function.
It's true, and 110,000 prisoners get out every year from the California.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Stanley, do you have any shout-outs?
Yes, I have some shout-outs to a couple of homies named Majid, Tavis. There are a couple of my Muslim brothers up in Folsom. They'll be getting out this year. If all praise be to Allah, be they will, be as will. And to all the brothers that are doing life right now who haven't found a way to get out yet.
This is Stevie Harris for Critical Resistance and Hard Knock Radio.